A new paper from scientists in the Northeast finds that tree species are increasingly stressed by the changing climate. The paper is titled New England and Northern New York Forest Ecosystem Vulnerability Assessment and Synthesis, a report from the New England Climate Change Response Framework Project. According to the report, habitat conditions for current species, like the sugar maple, northern white cedar, and balsam fir, will deteriorate, and those species will likely be replaced by those found south of New England, such as black cherry, yellow poplar, and hickory. University of Vermont Associate Professor and Director of the Forestry Program at the Rubenstein School of Environment and Natural Resources, Tony D'Amato, was the second author on the USDA paper. He says the study is an expansion of similar work he was involved with while in Minnesota several years ago.
So got involved with the Northern Institute of Applied Climate Science to really develop some assessments of how future climate change, as well as future changes in invasive species, might impact forests in that region, and really use it as a way to develop a tool for forest managers, decision makers, to be able to get a gauge for, you know, what's the uncertainty we might have about how forests might change, and what's the vulnerability of those forests. So basically, what might be the impacts of those projected changes. And so, with that being a real concern, not just in the Lake States, but across Northeastern U.S. and other parts of the country. When I moved to this region, they were just beginning to get involved with similar processes here in both New England and Northern New York. And so we were kind of logical partners to work on this. And certainly it was also a broad group of scientists from across New England and New York that came together and really went through different forests and talked about what we viewed as both the threats to those forests in the future, not just from a climate standpoint, but again, factoring in things like, you know, the emerald ash borer and how might that impact ash forests, or the changes in the distribution of a given invasive species. And then also evaluated, you know, is a given forest able to respond, you know, positively to those changes? Will it actually maybe do better, you know, under warmer temperatures? Or are we concerned that if there are very few species in that forest that might respond well to changing climate, so would we rate that maybe as a high vulnerability system that we might need to pay special attention to both in our conservation and management efforts. And so it's really the goal with this work, and the reason why I feel fortunate to be involved with this group, is that they're really trying to create what they call a climate change response framework that allows managers to have the information that they need to make decisions in a very uncertain and also, I'd say, a stressful context as we think about the changes that are happening across the landscape.
Tony D'Amato, it seems we've heard that many of the trees in this region, the maple and birch in particular, have been challenged by climate change for quite some time. Does this study take a broader look at more species than perhaps we've been used to looking at?
Absolutely. You know, really the goal of this report was to look at, you know, all of the major forest types that cover, you know, everywhere from Connecticut over to the Adirondacks and up to northern Maine. And so certainly it talks about individual species like paper birch and sugar maple, but also includes red spruce, balsam fir, oak, hickory, different species that might be more found in southern New England. We really wanted to bring in regional scientists that might be, you know, experts on forests on Cape Cod, or scientists that might be experts about forests in the Adirondack region, so that we could get a local kind of expert opinion that was filtering these model results and using their understanding of those local ecosystems to give us a more robust kind of broad assessment for, you know, both northern New York and all of New England. So it's really, you know, the first kind of comprehensive assessment of all the forest types and species that are common across the region and what we might think in terms of their future abundance.
Professor D'Amato, the report notes the historical record from 1901 through 2011 shows the mean annual temperature rose across the region by 2.4 degrees Fahrenheit, and the projected climate trends predict a potential increase in the mean annual temperature of 3 to 8 degrees Fahrenheit. We're already seeing changes with a 2.4 degrees increase. Why does what some people would perceive as a very small temperature difference create such a significant change?
Some of these species that are already kind of on the southern edge of their distribution, and so they're really, you know, kind of on almost a marginal habitat in terms of what we would view as their climate niche. And so even a small change in temperature might be just enough to create, you know, physiological stress on those species such that they're not as competitive and not able to survive on a given site. The other interactions, most of the projections for the Northeast suggest it's only going to get wetter here. Even though it's getting wetter, as those temperatures rise, evaporative demand also rises. And so even though we might get more rainfall, as temperatures keep creeping up, we actually start seeing more moisture stress in these species because they're not only dealing with occasional periods of no rain, they also are dealing with these really high temperatures. And so they have an extra need to cool themselves down or using more water. And so those slight increases can be quite critical, particularly for species that are more adapted to northern environments. So again, things like black spruce, balsam fir, that we have historically kind of associated with more boreal species are much more sensitive to those dynamics.
Tony, with all these variables, temperature, wetter climate, invasive species, can we save our current forests in the Northeast, or are we running headlong into a totally different environment here?
I think it's really challenging. Invasive species alone are already creating dramatic changes in the distribution of hemlock, the distribution of maple species are being threatened by Asian longhorn beetle. We have emerald ash borer. So many of these threats that are already going to alter and are altering forests from what they look like even 20, 30 years ago. And then adding in climate change is an additional stressor that is really hard to predict. And so in many cases, we won't be kind of seeing the same forests even 50 years out. Things are going to change, whether it's because of direct impacts of climate or it's because of the impacts of some of these other organisms on the landscape. And so what we often are thinking of from a management perspective is that we're trying to minimize what the impact of these changes might be on the services that we get from forests, whether it be clean water, clean air, carbon sequestration, as well as tangible goods like wood products, maple syrup production. It's a real challenging time to make management decisions or conservation decisions when we're faced with so much uncertainty. And one of the key parts of work that we also do is not only thinking about kind of actively managing areas, but also trying to identify places in the landscape that might be what we call refugia, so areas that might be buffered to some degree from the broader climate impacts. And so are there places where balsam fir and spruce might still persist and still kind of look like those forests we knew 100 years ago in the face of climate change? There's a lot of work right now trying to find those places and prioritize their conservation.
A link to the report and an extended conversation with Professor D'Amato are at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.